أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تكذبوا فقد كذب أمم من قبلكم وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين. أولم يروا كيف يبدئ الله الخلق ثم يعيده إن ذلك على الله يسير. قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء وإليه تقلبون. وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض ولا في السماء وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام's discussion with his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. That certainly if you deny, if you refuse to accept the Tawheed, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ, then there were many nations before you that had denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. What is the responsibility of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That responsibility is وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ. There is no other responsibility upon the Rasul إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, but to deliver the message clearly, to deliver the message with clarity, with manifestation. And we found that this was the norm and practice of all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent them with this responsibility of inviting the people towards Allah to deliver the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they all did it with absolute clarity. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. Do they not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had initiated the creation, how Allah ta'ala had originated the creation, that when there was absolutely nothing, there was no material whatsoever, there was no plan, there was no model, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created, and logically that is a difficult creation. Then thumma yu'idu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reproduced it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back again on the day of Qiyamah. So the kuffar of Makkah especially had this objection against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the concept of akhirat, that how is it possible that we become decomposed bones, then how is it possible that we'll be resurrected. So in response to these type of objections that the kuffar had made from generation to generation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's simple reply and simple argument is that when there was absolutely nothing, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought into creation, Allah ta'ala brought into existence, there was no material, Allah ta'ala brought that material into existence, Allah ta'ala created, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring back the creation. So the second is far more easier than the first logically. Inna dhalika ala Allah yaseer. And Allah ta'ala says that that is easy upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul siru fil ard fanduru kayfa bada al khalq. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, travel the earth, فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had originated the creation. You see the mountains, you see the skies, you see the trees, you see everything. And all that originated, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the originator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one that initiated it. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recreate another creation, in other words the last creation, and that is on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect man. So that is not difficult for Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has power over all things. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that He punishes whomsoever He desires, and He sends His rahmah, and He has mercy upon whomsoever He desires. Here also, there is no one that can question the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat, whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes, Allah will bless him with his rahmah, and if Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish. Wa ilayhi tuqlabun, and to him is your return, that each and every one of us have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma antum bimu'jizina fil ard wa la fis sama. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires to punish a nation, a community, an individual, then there is no one that can stop Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that you are not one who can tire and frustrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth, وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, and no in the skies. You can run, but how far can you run? You can run this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full control over it. You run to the skies, if you could climb and ascend the skies, when Allah's azab is coming down, then try to do it. Even then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full power, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full governance over it. So there is no way that insan can leave and insan can go away and away from the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then it stands to reason that rather we make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and rather we bring tawheed and accept Allah. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, and besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for you there is no wali, there is no patron, there is no guardian. وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, there is no helper, there is no assistant. In that, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab come, there was no one that was able to escape the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So again in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala re-emphasized the previous ayat. Allah ta'ala spoke about the tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about his power. Allah ta'ala has originated the creation, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect man on the day of Qiyamah, and logically that is even far more easier to do. So there should be no reason that one should doubt Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.